Hi everybody, this is Gatsad. Today I wanted to read to you an excerpt from my book, The Parasitic Mind. This comes from pages 186 and 187. Here we go. To criticize Islam does not make you an Islamophobe, a nonsensical term, nor a hater of individual Muslims. To scrutinize radical feminism does not make you a misogynist. To question open borders does not make you a racist. You can have an open heart filled with empathy and compassion and yet reject open borders. To assert that trans women, biological males, should not be competing in athletic competitions with biological females does not make you a transphobe. Many situations in life involve a calculus of competing rights. With that in mind, the right of your 8-year-old daughter to feel comfortable and safe in a public bathroom supersedes that of a 230-pound, 6-foot-2 trans woman. To reject the idea that so-called, quote, other forms of knowing, whether the indigenous way of knowing or postmodernism, are as valid as the scientific method does not make you a close-minded bigot. To reject the hysterical demonization of white men as exemplars of toxic masculinity and white supremacy does not make you Adolf Hitler. The name-calling accusations are locked and loaded threats ready to be deployed against you should you dare to question the relevant progressive tenets. Most people are too afraid to be accused of being racist or misogynist, and so they cower in silence. Keep your mouth shut and nod in agreement, or else prepare to be tarred and feathered. Don't fall prey to this silencing strategy. Be assured in your principles and stand ready to defend them with the ferocity of a honey badger. Cheers, everybody.